They know what's going on upstairs. And then it appears to Kuntz in Rosh Hashanah to be Om Shloshim, Am Tin, and Bezen Shamala, the Bezen Shamata. Me Abu, because we always did. Believe it or not, that the Bezen Shamala, Atam Afil Shogim, Bezidim, so the Bezen Shamata is the size one Rosh Hashanah is going to be, and even in Shamayim, they wait for us. Okay? That's it. So they're waiting. So what's going to be? But, Av Yom Shloshim, Viechod, it's impossible. The kachin also the shemayim and the shachar. So then, as soon as we get early morning shemayim, then the kaddish rain. Aka. Right. So the question that we're going to discuss today is how kiddush hakodesh works nowadays. You may recall we were learning about this had to do with Sanhedrin at the very beginning about Bez Nagodol, which on the Ramakomas was the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam. Mitzvahs say Kufnun Gimel. We go right back there now.
How does it ever get to the 31st? Isn't it automatic if the witnesses don't appear at the 29th that they declare the 30th?
Oh, I can't. The witnesses are supposed to come on the 30th. Okay, and if they decide, they say they saw the moon, so that day is Rosh Chodesh. If they don't come on the 30th, so obviously it can only be the 31st. There is no other option. So, quote the Blessed Rebbe Tzaddik, there's no need to make a formal pronouncement on the 31st because, after all, it's a foregone conclusion. Fine, so far so good. Comes the Rambam. Let's read together, okay? I'm so sorry. I don't realize there's no screen. Everyone sees now?
Not
yes?
Yet. Not yet.
It's going. The light is turning on.
Wait. Still not?
Yeah, it's gone. The light is coming on. It has to warm up.
Tell me when.
When?
Zuhi mitzvah kiddush hachodesh. Hachodesh le rosh chodesh. Okay. Nesu lechem. Not the whole ish, or Shabbos, or Rishis. Every person. No. No, it's ridiculous. No. Patience. Once in a while, what's going to happen? Rabbi Kiva, Oniyach Kamoso, fine. Who was there? Koshi Gadol v'Chazak. There's not Gadol on the Beretz Yisrael. Watch this. Chutz Laretz, we figure out what's going on. Hayom Rosh Chodesh, Hayom Yom Tov. Critical. I feel shogun, I feel anus, I feel mutton. Ilu Efsha Derech Moshal Shibnei Eretz Yisrael Ye Odu Me Eretz Yisrael Chalil Lekamets Alzalski Wifti Efshalim Uche Also Salom Mekolvakol. All Jews will leave Eretz Yisrael. And this is impossible. Why is it impossible? Because Hashem promised not to destroy the sign of our nation to completely. Wait a minute. But there are many Jews in Chutzaretz. That's apparently considered the destruction of the sign of our nation. You need the Jews in Chutzaretz. There's no one in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem Bezdin, not just Jews, has to be a Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael. Lo yeh b'chutz starts Bezdin shen Yisrael l'aretz. Yechesh b'oneinu zeh lo yori lenu oz klum b'shum pa. What we do here in Spain and Egypt, America would be worthless. She'en le reshuz shen nechashe b'chutz starts na'ab rishon b'dik b'chadashim elu b'tanayim ha'nizkan g'mo shbi'arnu ki v'tzion te'etze Torah u'tvar Hashem yirishalayim. Wow. Ad kan, the holy Rambam. Okay, and it goes into more details. Comes the Rambam. It says, you think, what in the world is the Rambam talking about? What's all Rambam? Amar Kosef. How can it be? It's impossible. You need Mumchin, Bezmish and Dismal Baretz, Asmicha Yedur, Ishivish, and Moshe Rabbeinu. Why Hashem tshrichim bumchin? Yeah. Then how can it be? The kamishon of batul asmuchim eretz Yisrael. Ben donen sham afilu dinik nasis. Kol shken shikach al piyari al piyacheshmen. It's impossible. Can't do it. Totally impossible. And he says he needed bez nagodol uveretz Yisrael uvad. They have a butler Rietzlenu. Hayom Mira Beznagodl. Yeah. Wait a second. Beznagodl, butler Meretz Yisrael, Kodama Churban. Why? 40 years. This we spoke about already in the earlier shiur. We said that the Rambam disagrees. We had a whole shiur about this. That the Rambam holds and has the status of Beznagodl even after they left the Beznagodl. Only with respect to two things. It cannot apply capital punishment. No, did it zok and mami. I'm welcome going. Otherwise, I can have a status of Bez Nagodol even after they left Yerushalayim. Now, the word Bez Nagodol is found many times. We read it, I think we have to do a search for the word Nagodol. We read it three times in the Rambam. We'll see one was a mistake. The most precise translation was by whom? Who knows? No? I don't have Rav Kapach. I wonder if he has. You can get Rav Kapach on the screen? Chaim Hella is the most precise. And he takes out the word Hagodol. We'll see some one of the few places. Okay, well, hold on. This we answered a long time ago. Okay? Fine. So all this is irrelevant. We spoke about it already a few weeks ago. This we took care of already. He wants to know, how can I be a kind of period is my name, I'm shot kind of a hub. The answer is that it's still close to call Bezim Agol. If you do a big Gemara, Shahayu Olsen came a period, adds man Koro, the Steve Masatam, until close to the end of the period of the Amor, as we'll see in Ramah, and we'll see soon himself says that. Okay? Oh. So how can I Cheshun work according to the Ramah? There's nobody there. There's no Bezim in Eretz Yisrael. So how can it be? So I saw he wrote in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. Look what he wrote. Sanhedrin means, it doesn't mean Sanhedrin Gdola. Yeah. Bez Nagodol, Aploni, etc. Rosh Bez Nagodol, Rosh Hashiva, da 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 da. Shibushim Gdolim. It's all wrong. Here's the real truth. You don't need Bez Nagodol at all. You don't need it. Don't need it at all. Three people. You need Mumchin. Yes, that you do need. Sanhedrin. Ibra Chodesh B'Shlosha. Ibra Shana B'Shlosha. Need three people. Do we need three? B'Kudesh B'Kudesh is not enough. Might think. We saw this more a long time ago. Mumchin L'Rab Don Afil Yechidi. Chamash Malam. Achanami. Moshe Rabbeinu. Chodesh L'Chem Moshe Nadoshim. And Bez Neshakel, another one. Hebrew also, same idea. Fine. Fine. So far, so good. Never what? Heaven agrees. Any bezin, any time. Fine. Moshe is like 71. No. Doesn't mean that. But Aaron needs Shnayim. A third one. As in Shakal, any three. This was the Nog Ben HaTorah Ben Kodom Churban and Menachah Churban. This man shall have Bez Nagodol. Catch this now. They had Dover Mosul Lehem. Rabban agrees that they were totally in control. You know why? And she was Shus, Kol Yisrael, Metula, Mikol Bezin, Achayimon. In theory, any Bezin could do it, but the point of fact, that permission was taken away from them, given only to the Bezin Agoro. Remember, Taksisim, Mitaksisim, Shem Rabbeinu, Sashana, Unken Yurtsa, Nosi, in Egos Achodesh, Kvod Mochel, Mavad, Yehuda. In the Chutz Torah, there's no one left behind them. Rabbi Akiva, right? Onir Kamoso. Fine. Good. So they had, right? Apir Davashir, the Gibbon of Moshir Krashen, Rashus, the Shavadan, Labra, Kaddish, Ella, the Hem of Rashus. Not because he needed their status, because they were so great, no one else is big enough to do it. If there be no Beit Nagod, you wouldn't need Beit Nagod. That's what it means. Haskama shel kulam. Lo shiu shah smuchat psul was that. Okay, fine. Okay, v'ad shet golu v'not al koach ha-mishpat mehen shabokam goreim v'en lem koach ha-fiyus ha-lepo k'tana v'din nefashis v'yosu shot here v'shus b'yad bez b'yad ha-godl shal v'yisroel v'kadish v'arifil v'chut sots as a v'kivadin. Okay, that's what it says. Fine. But you have to do an angel. There is a spell, Bezin, Shav Shlosha, Smuchin, Dal Chutzor, Shavis, Mung, the earth, and the term of Yeshua, Ben Nun, Moshe Gruah, is Batlu, Avalados, Lo Yolo, Cheshbon, Nele, Bishop Ponim, as the Rambam himself said. The Ein Hefresh, the Chil, the Dover, Ben Shem Nimche, Visham, also, so Umbo, the Gamre. It's irrelevant whether the Jews in Israel or not. You know why the Rambam claims, based on Yom Daftan Dalet, 52 years, Lo Avar Ish Yehuda, there was no Jews in Israel at all for 52 years. You believe it? And now we have, there's no one in Israel, come out either. But La Bayez, there Bezin Azeh, there's no Bezin in Israel at all, says the Rambam. Nothing. He Amitrik wrote this before he got to Israel. Anyway, Sof Yom, he had to run away, because it was a debate with the Christian. Rabban was so successful, they threw him out of the country. So he went to Israel. So Yomav, he went to Yerushalayim. He famously said, "Kol Kodesh Mechaver, Chorav Mechaver." The big Churban in Yerushalayim. But then there was no shul. The Beis Knesset Ramban, he found two painters and told them to build a shul. But it was so bad, no minyan. He went and moved back to Akku. Ramban lived in the rest of his life in Akku, not in Yerushalayim. He was looking for a minyan there. Yisla Bechus Kodesh Hachodesh. Zman Sheitzan Hedin Beres Yisrael. Ramban. You believe in transparency. You can't make up your own halacha Moshe Messina. There's nowhere in Shasta found. How can you just make this up? I don't know. Where do you get this Masorah from? Ramban says, I know about Masorah too. Where do you make it up? There's nowhere in Shas. Shas Bible, Yerushalmi, nowhere. We'll see some. V'atma hiskisham. V'mei chachmi ha-mishnah. V'mei chachmi ha-talmud. Adimei abayi v'rovo. V'mei kovim v'cheshman. Rabbi disagrees. Shumode Shafila Bekfias Achesh Mitzar, Shia Shan Beretz, Bezdin. Notice, Ramban is very careful. Sefer Hazeh, in Sefer Mitzvahs, he requires a Bezdin. Not in Yad HaChazak. We'll come to that in a few minutes. Uchutzar, this from Lawrence, but lo amanas hayom mikam eshanim, shari ein darz bezin nisvach lo b'chut starts. Ka afilu l'dvarenu, shkamanu matzvichim min ha-Torah, bein b'riya, bein b'chesh, bezin shal shlosha, hem umchim b'eli yom, neda bezin hazeh mikol, so there's no bezin in Eretz Yisrael at all, he went out soon. Aber mar b'akoshi agolol hazeh hu, shari afilu ha-Nasi, b'no, shari Rabbi Yehuda ha-Nasi. Now this is tricky. Who is this man? Who is this man? Where? The same kasha that the Ramban had leveled against the Ramban. But there's no Masorah Shas. Where is this in Shas? Where is this in Shas? But it could be Masorah anyway. Who was this Hillel HaNasi? Not the famous Hillel of Shas. Known as Hillel HaSheni. How should we say it? It was a dynasty. And the dynasty lasted from the first Hillel to the second Hillel. 10 generations. Let's go through the dynasty and put a little Jewish history, rabbinic history. Hillel HaBavli came up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Famous story, he came and about when you might have come to Pesach on Shabbos, they didn't know. And the B'nai B'Seira, who were the heads of the Sanhedrin, stepped aside and let Hillel take over. The Yerushalmi says, and the Gemara quotes in Yerodea, that it was. They didn't have to. I'm the rabbi that needs to deliver them. That's it. Bigger Talmud Chacham moves into my shul. So I say, take over. I'm not required. I mean, he's more qualified than I am. You're not required. If you have a position, you're not required to step aside just because somebody's more qualified walks in. You're just not required to do that. But they did it anyway. But they were saying, they went to Fnim Yeshua said, that's it. The building gone and you're there. He's the Hillel. He had a son, Shimon. He had a son, Rabbi Gamliel Hazokeh. He had a son, Rashbag. This Rashbag Nebuch, as we read soon, Nasar Rugim Alphas. We read Yom Kippur. Rabbi Gamliel,
the one with the Nazi, with the story, and he made fun of someone else, and he got kicked out of Nazi.
That's the next one. Mm-hmm. That's Rabbi Gamliel the Avne, number 5 in the succession. I understand, for those who know the history, where did Yochanan ben Zakkai fit in? The Teretz is, presumably, that when Shimon Gamliel was killed as a young man, his son was too young to take over. So Yochanan ben Zakkai was the leader. When he passed away, the assumption is it went back to the family. So Gamliel got number 5. He had a son, Rashbag, who's all over Shas. Famous Rashbag. Or Mishnayas, Rashbag. Shimon Gamliel. And then he had a son, Rebbe. Yehuda Nasi. The Mishnayos. He had 2 sons. Both family names he gave. Shimon and Gamliel. The 2 sons, the same generation. Okay. Not here, I have to say my ignorance. One of them had a son, Yehuda. I confess ignorance. If you look up, tell who, one of those had a son, Yehuda, who named after his grandfather. He was known as Yehuda Nisia, as opposed to Yehuda Hanasi, just to make a distinction. And he had a son, Hillel. The name was kept out of it, as far as we know, these were the famous ones, it wasn't used for 10 generations. When at its bris, his parents had a Shigur Ruch HaKadosh, and he's going to go down in history, because not as famous as his quick grandfather, but he also did something which is monumental. What did he do? He saw Hillel HaSheni lived at a time when the Jews would be kicked out of Eretz Yisrael completely. By whom? By whom? The early Christians, and they were worse than the original Romans. They were basically Jews. I mean, many of them. They don't want to talk about them. They said, out of here. This is the 4th century already when this happened. So what happened over here? Where am I? Lost the place. Hillel HaSheni ben Ol Shabuda Hanasi means Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Shatikin Chesh ben Aibur who Kidesh Chadashim the Iber Shanim Aruyon Lisaber Kibyano Ad Sheyavo Eliyahu Zal. The Nachzal Kiddushen Al Piyaria Bez Nagoro, but Kiddush Omim B'mehir of Yomenu Yia. Shehu means Hillel HaSheni Zochul Atov. Rosh is batul hamawadus mehef sed asmicha k'moshen is batul b'me knosus v'chol davar shetzorach mumchin. Amar v'tiken achesh v'kidesh v'iber bo chadoshim v'shonim ad sh'ibonah b'es ha'migdash. V'fichach hu shebatul ari aslenu v'she'ein lanu b'ez naru v'l'kabal ha'ibus v'kadosh apir. Okay. Fine. Ad kan. That's the answer. Let's go on. And so there are bonds which of course don't apply now. You should be supposed to wait, right? That's the chatchila. They had no brayer. He's mekadosh chadasha for the next, I don't know how many thousands of years till Mashiach is going to come. I'm okay when Shiroa Chacham Aniska Mitzil Hashem. Look carefully, please. Bitlum Oados Agamrei. In Lo Yasa Kivua Hiu Raw Tikin Kakol Bechesh Azeh In Muktim In Matnim In Machet. The Yosef Muskim of Kubal Alaam, Bidatam, Muadis Bekvius, the ancient wish for Shinui. Omar the Kiddish, Chodoshim, the Iber Shonim, Kulon of Yichesh and Abezin, who was Samuch, who the Eretan of Cheres Koroi. He was still there. Now, Adka. Everyone with me so far? So this is the Rabban's Kiddish. The same Kashi as against the Rambam. Where is it in Shas? Same Kashi comes boomerang against him. We'll see soon. And he's Sabah. This is very important. Come to a letter. She'en kiddush ha'chodesh ma'akeh v'chodoshim. You know what's going on? We always thought, I'm saying, v'kudosh v'kudosh. Famous Mishnah, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, everyone knows the Mishnah. When you, maybe you'll start in school, Ru'u Bezdin, if it got dark before, it said v'kudosh v'kudosh, it doesn't work. He says, you don't need it. You don't need it. What he says, you don't need it. Well, t'shvichu chacham lo v'kudosh v'kudosh, ala shu mitzvah for sumi milsub yam. Kevish eskima da'az Bezdin, she'yi ha'chodesh ha'zeh moli ha'choser. Koranibo, Ashatikar Osan. How do you know? Sure, but there's the Rav Shimon Omer. Now, it's important to understand. There's the Rav Shimon. It says over here in Yamar Makomas, it says over here in Yudim at Beis and Rosh Hashanah of Dalai. I don't know if that's true. Is he here? Yeah, it is here. The Tanya. Rav Elezer Omer, on Yudim at Beis and Sanhedrin, halfway down the narrow lines. It's all narrow lines. Halfway down the page. There's a small little dalet in my thing where it says Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon. Oh, our text is Rabbi Lezer. Bein bizmano, bein shalom bizmano, ein mekadoshin also. Shenema, v'kidashni mashnasa hamishim shana, shonim ata mekadosh, v'yotam mekadosh chadosh. Correct. It's right here in front of you. Now, if you're in the banks. So Ramban quotes this Gemara. It's also from Hashanah of Dalet. Bein malamahem, kidashnem, dadam. Lezer Reb Tzadok Shalocha Kemoso Oma Imlo Nir Bizmana Im Bekashin Oso Alma In Kiddush Magad. What are you talking about? It is Miyakev. It is Miyakev. Any Chodesh which is Bizmano is Miyakev. What are you telling me? That Reb Lezer Reb Shimon Old, you don't need it. We don't pass it. We pass it Reb Lezer Reb Tzadok. You yourself said, what do you call Nashid? We don't pass it like Kenamu Mitzvah the Kash up here, in a market, Koshkan the Hebrew. Aye, the Mumchin, why is it Tzvichin Kiddush Bezdin? The Mitzvah. Or, Tzvichin Bezdin, Lach Shabem and Haskin, Biachad and Malay and Chasem, Hosham and Pshut and Mubaris. Sure? Fiko Ze, Noma. Shevisho, Shehiskin, Rabbi Hillel HaNasi, Yabezdino. Al Cheshman Ze, Shetikin also the Doris, Bechadosh of the Shonen, Korin Abraham, Eden and Wadi Hashem, and Shetikot and Wadi, and Zinyan who Kiyum Achadoshim Avuados Hayom Ad Yavo V'yore Tzatum Hashiachas Ad Kan the Rambam. It's Chazir again, the answers. So far the Rambam's in trouble. So the major kasha of the Rambam we answered already a long time ago. There is a Bez Nagadol in Tel Abayi V'Rom. It's true. That's my Rebbe answer. Of course, the question becomes, but there's no Bezin Bezman Azeh. Where is there a Bezin nowadays? So let's turn from Sefer Mitzvahs. I want to show you in the Rambam for a second. Go back. How many times the word of God is found? Can anyone search for me? Anybody have this on the screen? Search for the word HaGadol. Anyone want to search? Here's one. Bezin HaGadol. Here's Bezin HaGadol. I see two. Who has good eyes? I see two right away. Three, Bezna Godel. I see three. The three on the screen right now. I'm not mistaken, Rav Chaim Hella says the third one is a mistake. I forgot to bring up Chaim Hella's evidence downstairs. I forgot to bring it up. Can you get that on the Hebrew books?
I have one with his Aharos, not one translated by him.
With his Aharos?
Yeah, there's one on Hebrew on the Oizer with translated by Ibn Tibon, but it has Chaim Hella's Aharos. They have Kappa, so.
No, if they have. Oh, so does Kappa have the word Hagadol 3?
Where's the last Hagadol?
This one. Right there, my finger's on it. If Kappa has it.
Is that Sheh Yosinu Ayom Chuslaris, okay? What's that mean?
Yeah, keep going. Keep going. Is that the word Hagadol in the Torah? Not there? Can't find this?
No, I can't find it.
Okay. That's it, that's his act.
Yeah. One second, I was reading from the screen.
You read from my screen? Okay.
Ha'ir shviyadeno om sha'yom rosh chodesh v'ayom ze chag lo b'glal cheshboneinu ono osno so chag b'shum open.
There you go. Rav Kappach didn't have it either. Stop. So Rav Kappach has no Haggadol over here. This one's missing. Rav Hella doesn't have it. This answers the question. But the question of where's the Bezer in Eretz Yisrael? We all know Bezer Gadol nowadays, for sure now. But where is the Bezer in Eretz Yisrael? That's the problem. That's a tremendous, tremendous problem. Where's the Bezer? So my Rebbe is bothered by this kasha. The Kovitz of the Chiddush Torah, we once made reference to it a little bit earlier, and he discusses this question: where is there Bezin in Eretz Yisrael? This is, you'll want to look it up later on. After the big shear, they ask questions. At the end. Strange presentation. At the end, questions. Question one on page Samach Beit, it's 15 pages in. He wants to know. He says, where's their best? Where? The Divi Rabbeinu B'Mish Torah, Einim Uvu Eres Kviyas Bezdin, El Kviyas B'nei Eres Yisrael Stam. The Rav says, I think the Ramban said before him, and we saw the Ramban said that? The Sefer HaZeh, he quotes Bezdin. Let's now turn to the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka. And you tell me if you find the word Bezdin anywhere. It's Rambam, Ilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rav said no, the Rambam said no. Should be good enough for us, but we want to check out. You know, we have to Parakeh. Much was already quoted by the Rambam here. Watch this. What you need? Sanhedrin, Obez and Smuchim Beres Yisrael. This is what you need. Okay, no Sanhedrin. You have a Chedrin. Halach Mosh Misina. Frank the Ramban, where? Show me on Shas. Show me. I did. Show me. Okay. When they start this Chedrin, the Sof Chach made the Talmud, Chov Eretz Yisrael, no Bezin Kavua. Okay. But the Chach Emisha, until Abaye Barava, it was still smuchin in Eretz Yisrael. Fine. That's what we have to know so far. Now we come to the punchline. Look very carefully now with eagle eyes. Read. I'm not going to read. You read yourself. I'll say my voice. Look for the word Bezdin. There or not there? No. Look at him. Not there. So the Rav said, the Rambam backed out. In Sefer Mitzvah, he requires a Bezdin. Here he doesn't. The Rambam already implied that the word Bezdin is only found in Sefer Mitzvah. You know, I'm a plain Jew. Where I grew up, we try to work with the Rambam did back out here and there. They backed out to me is a very shver about it. So again, it says, Mishnah Torah doesn't say anything about Bezdin. So he says, the Rambam's implying that the Rambam backed out. Possible. Who wants to look up this Gevalda Geshir? It's right over here. It's on Kovitz Mishnah Torah from Mem Zayin goes all the way until Samachay, 20 pages.
Sorry, what's it?
Kovitz of the Shetar, Ram Vagrid Salavechik. But we now turn our attention to the Meshech Chochmah. Can I get you, can Meshech Chochmah be found on the screen?
Yeah.
The Farshei Tanakh? I brought in all my Sfarim, I wasn't sure the screen's going to work, so I kept a whole pile. But I'd like you to see things, this Farshei Tanakh. Meshech Chochmah, here he is. Shmos. Okay, good base. Of course, he starts off right away. Ramban, bara, 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 bara. He tells you it's a shidus. So what's going on? Watch. Look what he says. Watch this. Tam, Shin Ein Bezent Samuch, Talia Rak Bivnei Eretz Yisrael. Who? The Shidas Rabbeinu Bepirisha Mishnayas, who Bechibu Behechreya, and we saw Adavasar Hechreya, Kim Rotsu Yisrael, Sheberetz Yisrael, Lismoch Sekainim, Harehem Musmochim. Yim Kain, Bekidush HaChodesh, Sagi Becheshvin Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Don't need Musmochim. And the Bezin, Shechazina, Shedin Smuchin, Yesh the Kibbutz Hakloli, Lahasper Zakenim, Kmo Bezin Samuch. As a Nochem Beseyad Adishmaya, answers all the kashas, Rabosai. What's he saying over here? Klal Yisrael has the power to do it. Only one problem with this. The Rambam didn't say that. Yeah, this explains it. You can explain Yad HaChazaka this way. You cannot explain what? You cannot explain Sefer Mitzvahs, which says you need a Bezdin. There is no Bezdin. Fascinatingly, there's a Maribe Rav, you well know, who introduced Smicha. And he said, there are Musmachim in Eretz Yisrael. Where? Who? Umdunu Demuchach, that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael wanted to make Musmachim for the purpose of Kiddush HaChodesh. That's what he says. I don't know how to show it to you. Can I get my Rebbe Rav here on the screen somehow or other? Kuchus HaSmicha.
What sefer is it?
I think it's in the Kuchus. It's a Kuchus HaSmicha. Is it a Shud? Is it a Shud, my Rebbe Rav? I wouldn't know where to find. Sorry.
Have my Rebbe Rav in Shuvah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then hold on.
There are
footnotes on the Meshech Chochmah. Hold on, maybe I'll be lucky though. Let me get a footnote.
Excuse me.
Okay, Perigud Beis and Shmos, Pasuk. Here we go. Kibbutz Akloli. Okay, that's Hebrew. If you call it Maribe Raf. One second, please. Kuntres Asmicha. It's called Kuntres Asmicha Bishut Haralbach. You have to find it. Shutter Rabach. Do you have Shutter Rabach on the?
Oh, actually, if you go in Shuvas Achronim,
yeah,
it's Mari Rab.
Yeah.
At the very end, after Simon Self Beis, there's Kuntres HaChacham, and if you click on that, the title is Tofes Kuntres HaChacham Hanimtza B'Shut Rabach
Be'Inyan. Oh, very good. So let's go. To Shut. I both say I like to show you things inside. You should rely on me. Maharibe Rav.
So
the last
all
variant?
All the way down, right there. The Kuntres Chacham.
Okay, I've also said it's very long. You can't read everything. Let's see if we can find this. I think it's made the very beginning. Watch this. Kriyas Hashem, watch. We have the Kirtz HaKodesh. Hizkinu HaChesh Ben HaNochan HaMetukon HaZeh Mosev Yodein HaMehem Zal Libri Shonem L'Kvor Rosh HaKadosh HaMawados HaTzomos Kdei Shiyu Yisroel Meyoz Ve'elef Kulom Nishikvar Nispazu L'Katzvei Arz Noegim Al Piv This Cheshem Libri Shonem L'Kvor Rosh HaKadosh HaMawados HaTzomos Chol Shonem V'Shonem also also be yom echad the atzma yadua mimei hashavu mafurasum b'chol lilo yitztarchu le'edim lo l'shluchim sheyodir yom ha'kfir kebrishona mashlo hoya kem b'rishona sheyo osam ha'piriyah shalaz ha'yu tzrichin gimel b'bez n'shinitzmu b'eretz yisro zere echad acha shindek v'sanhedri gedol n'nishka sargazis ha'kshoy sanhedri b'gedol l'kayemes lo yad kol zem basu ala lehem v'shindek v'sanhedri gedol l'hozer yakum ha'mem shan kol ha'machur min v'yasheni chozer adin bez n'smuchim ish v'ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu Moshe Arn Stavo zet tchila Rosh Chodoshim Achashem v'al nosenu roa hilal b'Rabbi Yudah Nesia u'beiz dino shu smuchim heim tiknu lono v'kav Rosh Chodesh v'vadas v'ibu Hashanu l'chol zman v'zman v'oz ad yobah v'or tzedek. That's the Rambam. Heim limdunu v'chesh v'na v'sugan ha'zeh v'heim zal osu l'fi sh'rosh k'yivad l'im ha'kriya b'bidu l'asmicha v'chol zeh kosev yosef v'orach v'yisod ola v'chatz v'sholom v'yitelin. Nothing would work. We have no smuchim. This is the Rambam speaking. Hello, man. This is Kamamish. Oh, because the Rambam Basogos. Yeah. Fine. It's like, therefore, Karasi Oza Igaris Asmicha. I'm going to explain the Shitas Rambam. Okay? What am I trying to say over here? We can reintroduce Smicha. Otherwise, watch this. We have no smuchim. If we can, what can we do if we're going to use smicha? Not smicha. After Rav Hillel has obeyed Dino Tikkun, what is Adayish Ram Tluyin being a smicha? Ketamas Sanhedrin for a comedy in Romanus. Smicha would be a great thing to have these days. Hold on a second. Bava kept it going for hundreds of years. We spoke about that already a long time ago. They killed him. It's a ceremony of Malchus. He wanted to make sure the smicha would go on a few more generations. Okay, watch this. Odish the ayin v'zayin. No ma she'efshel lismoch afilu shelo yimtza samach b'pim samach b'cholom b'zman hazeh b'shlosh ha'svuchin b'kvor rosh shechalad mo'ados ibu rashanim esher isi lecha b'na tamidim she'to b'zeh v'oma she'mayim lu yicholom lismoch b'yicholom l'ab rashanim l'kvam mo'ados. That's what he wants to know. He goes to a long source of that famous Rambam Chachmei Yisrael. And everything, it's so long. Rama holds him, Yasubikim, Harris Yisrael. It works. It works. Tries to bring riots to it. Hold on, please. Sing you the Knossos, etc. Help me out to find me. I'm looking for Kiddush HaKodesh on the screen. Ibu Hashan, I'm not finding it. Now he has the Arabic. Who knows Arabic here?
I have the words Kiddush HaKodesh in the paragraph that starts Kasav Ba'o Kasav HaRamban. It's pretty far into it.
Old Mishnah Tzadim after that?
It's the paragraph before that is.
I see it. In him smuchen shenasu b'zman hazeh in b'cholom l'kadesh chadoshim l'kvor mo'ados al piyariya. Now he wants to know. Quote to Yisrael Olam, the Ramban. He says, watch this. No. We can't change the cheshbon. He's saying people are afraid. Hey, Yaakov Erav, you're gonna think of the smuchim. They'll change the calendar. But we can't do it. Even if we have smuchim, can't change it. We're not able to change it. But the implication over here is that there are smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. I'm trying to find this one particular line. I may not be able to find it. That there, he claims that there are smuchim. Hold on a second. In this kashal shalas hasmicha, afal pi shiyasu smuchim baskamas chach meyaretz Yisrael, they can't. Adabai v'rova, they would rely on the kviyas of Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, We rely. Who are we relying on? Who? Adlam Kamum Khaberis Israel, Mayolan Kviusam Shanisvah Alam. And the Sefer Mitzvah, he says, right? Only Bez Nagodl Beret Israel Bavad, Kiva, etc. Hold on. Quotes Raman Sefer Mitzvah. Adkan Shono. As Manazesh Shabavonos, and Bez Nagodl Beret Israel Bukhutsos. Mayulan Akviya Shakov and Beretz Yisrael is Man Azeh Shein Shom Bezin Ramban Es Akasha Ramban Es Akasha Rav Bezin Beretz Yisrael. That's his Kasha. Okay, but he answers Hilla Nasi. That's his answer. All because of Ramban. I has to be later time. That's only the Chatchila and not B'diyevi that to rely upon that. Ad Kan the Ramban. The Rambam Tumuim, right? How can the Rambam not answer this question? How can he not answer the question? He can be makrish the chush. Many years lohoyu smuchim, mayol kviyus eretz Yisrael. Cheni yom atakas akosh ago. Rav holoch l'shita. So here's the fame. It took me this long to find it. The Rebbe Rav says that the Rambam and kiddush acholish is l'shita so and kiddush hasmita. This is what he says. Sorry, I took me so long to find it, but thanks a while. Who saw Bishop the Skapsical Chachmi is Sir Eretz Yisrael Yecholin, Lismoch Misha Yirtu, the Atak Shekovim Vom Yom Ploni U Rashi Chadashim Yom Ploni U Moed, Havle Ke'ilu Maskimim Kulam, look at every word, Shechachmeyem Yusmuchi Le'inim Kiddush HaChodesh, Ukfiyas Tamawadim, Shecholim Lismoch Sobach Echol Dekzaz Zorom, Lekzaz Zorom Lo Yisam, Bavada Shebin Yel Chazeh, unbelievable. Now, Yibir Rav says, you know why we can have this matter of Rosh Chodesh? Because there are smuchim in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbosai. Love alone, his skill have been in Eretz Yisrael. We should also mention Bezdin. No. Afal pi shelo yesham bezin beferush anan sade min astam shekol hachachamim v'chol yisroel maskim shiur roshim mehem smuchim in kfiyas hachadoshim afal pi shelo pirshu was a turtzu kol kushus. Unbelievable. Then it goes by Malkus, which is not supposed to Malkus right now. Marie Berabs, I showed you black and white. The Ramas is connected. It's only one problem. Who are they? Well, everyone agrees. Yeah, everyone in Eretz Yisrael agrees that the great people should have smicha and then they've got. Everyone in Eretz Yisrael agrees who the great people are. Last I looked, I hold the Badatz is the greatest, I hold the Agud is the greatest, I hold the Rabbanut is the greatest, I hold. Unfortunately, I'm not asking anything. What's he talking about? But moreover, it's a bigger cash. Look at the Gemara, Bosa, Yud Dalet Amad Aleph. Yud Dalet Amad Aleph. This is what my Rebbe said. My Rebbe said this can't be true for the following reason. Smicha must be not only given, must be received. It has to be received. What do you find that? And that you dial number out. Samche Rabbi Akiva below Kiblo. Samche Rabbi Yudah above Kiblo. You have to accept smicha. I'm asking you, so Rabbi Yashiv accepted smicha? He was the God of Adon. Rabbi Vozna accepted smicha? Well, now I'm afraid to say who took their places. I'm always dangerous to negative live people. Save it to the people who are no longer with us. Well, these are recognized giants of Torah. He asked him, Rabbi, you have smicha? I said, what are you kidding? So Rabbi Rav is very nice, but you know, maybe Rabbi Steinsaltz thinks he has smicha. But he's not accepted by the Olam HaTorah as being the God of the Torah. See, this doesn't work. That's the problem. So my Rebbe had his own amazing pshat. His own amazing pshat. He said as follows. He says like this. He says, the mere fact that we keep the holidays when we keep them, this itself does the trick. Rebbe's the biggest kiddush of them all. Let's chazer again. The the Meshech Chochmah says Pshat Rambam that the kibbutz haklali, which can empower you to make smicha, the same kibbutz haklali can determine when Rosh Chodesh is. It goes back to the original people, Hadas Bnei Yisrael. Rebbe Rav says, no, they're asvuk. We still know they are, but somehow it works. And Rebbe said, it can't be. All that is wrong. He said, the mere fact that we keep the Moados, that itself creates Rosh Chodesh. That's a chiddush nifla menorah. What he says. Okay, watch this. It goes back to Eretz Yisrael, right? Yeah. Who does it? Who does it? Tualachas Bez Nagav. We saw this from the Rebbe a long time ago. They make rulings and they represent Klal Yisrael. Says the Rebbe, Kriyas HaMam is exactly the same thing. It wasn't given over to Sanhedrin. Knesset Yisrael. We saw it. Dabal Knesset Bnei Yisrael. Parsha Chodesh. We gave it over. Mekadesh Yisrael Mazmanim. Yisrael the Kachinu Mazmanim. That's what he said. Because all their Samchut comes from Klal Yisrael. So, Sanhedrin represents all Klal Yisrael. Not their own Koach. Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael. And he brings Raya after Raya after Raya. 1, 2, 3 Rayas. Fine. 4 Rayas.
Similar to the Ramban.
Oh no, one second. 5 Rayas. Okay? Therefore, here's the punchline of the Rav. Watch very carefully. Listen very carefully to his words. So long. He says, you know who does it? Here, I read it on page Nun Zayin. It's 10 pages after we started. Look carefully. Kviyas HaChodesh HaPichesh and HaMtsoi Chalam Miskayemes Al Yedei Kiyum V'niyug HaMoadim Atzma D'Bezeh Gufa D'Yisrael Shomrim Mes HaMoadim HaPichesh Men Zeh V'Somchan Olav Nikvoyim HaChadosh V'Ashonim. The Rabbi's Chiddush is bigger than everybody's. Three Chiddush. The Meshech Chochmah says the Kibbutz HaKlali can do it by itself. Just the fact that we declare it somehow or other. We don't know what we want. Rebbe Rav says there's Smuchim. Rav says the people. All three are against the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Here's the Yavim Bez. Bez Nagol is a typo. Thank you, Rabbi Kapach. Confirm Rabbi Hillel is correct, which I didn't really doubt, but I was afraid of the trouble with Rabbi Kapach. So that word Nagol is a typo. That's what he says. And that's why the Rebbe says in Halacha Yud Gimel, Cheshvan B'nei Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't do with a Bez. Okay, I can't say the Rebbe's wrong, but it seems to me. It's a Shavera Baruch because it's against the Sefer HaMitzvahs. I'm going to give you my Pshat. I already had the. How many did I give you so far, Pshat and Rav? Let's go. What do we have so far? We had the Meshech Chochmah, the Rebbe Rav, and my Rebbe. Three. All three are against the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rebbe himself says it's against the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He quasi backed out. Not so happy with that. So my Teretz, Rebbe Osei, is based Shut Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer. Baruch Hashem. Shinyu. Look very carefully. Rambam, watch what he says. Watch this, Rabach. Why? Listen to this beautiful pshat. Okay, when the hachi u milsa b'zman hazeh, iyab shal l'shanos, v'lo ki b'zman shayim b'kash l'apiriya, shafil l'nirin hayarech b'yom shloshim hayakom v'yad bezin l'abir, ken havele b'zman hazeh, kilo nira b'zmano. What a mirror to gechidish nam v'nezer. Every month this year is a month of quote-unquote lo nira b'zmano. What's lo nira b'zmano mean? That there's a foregone conclusion. Why is it a foregone conclusion? Because a month can't be more than 30 days. But guess what? Every single month, whether it be 29, whether it be 29 or 30, it's all one big foregone conclusion since Hillel Hasheni's time. And therefore, it's brilliant. And therefore, there's no need to say Mekudesh. It happens by itself. It happens by itself. It's a brilliant answer. It's mamish brilliant. Tosis says, why? Zman hazeh. Kemen shakochel yikachin also yom bezin al pi cheshvin. Yikachin also bebezin shomalav yom shloshim v'ashachar. Yibushonim exactly the same thing. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Abdenez. I will sign. It's against the Rambam. Yes?
This is
an effect, right? This is an effect more difficult. It's more difficult. Because this is not only against the Sefer Mitzvahs, it's against the Yad HaChazaka too. What the Yad HaChazaka, let's go back to the Yad HaChazaka. See what it said. Where is Rambam? Let's look at that line one more time. Well, down there, don't do anything. It happens by itself. That's not what the Rambam said. Rambam says, Aloha Yud Gimel, watch this. We don't rely on our Cheshvan. No. We rely on what? Cheshvan Eretz Yisrael, Ukfi Yasa. And what are we doing? What are we doing here? One second. I'm sorry. Uvikvias. One second, hold on. Sefer Mitzvahs, he says, what they say, right? Here it says that it has to be some kind of a cheshvan. What is it going on? I'm trying to say over here. In Pirish, in Sefer Mitzvahs, is beferish. But they amorim of a bezdin. That's why it's Rosh Chodesh. But in Hilchos Kiddush HaKodesh, he says, we, what? Watch. Zesh on a omim, here's the key. Ve'omrim, and we say Rosh Chodesh Yom Ploni. We don't rely on what we're saying. What are we relying on? Eretz Yisrael. And what? Presumably, not just what they're saying, what they're thinking, but what they're saying. That's what he's over here. Cheshen ben Eretz Yisrael is what they're thinking. And Kviyasa means what they're saying. Kviyasa is the same as Omrim. They're saying something. I read the Rambam saying you have to say something. Of course, the question becomes: so now we had four aborted pshatim, Meshech Chachma, Rebbe Rav, my Rebbe, and Avnezer. All four run afoul of the words of the Rambam, in my opinion. Therefore, I think the correct pshat is as follows: after all these four pshatim, the correct pshat, I don't think I can show you in print though, because I think it's based on what I'm going to want to show you from the Otzer HaTfilus. Do we have the Sidurim on Barilam? When I was growing up, the most important siddur was Otzer HaTfilus. You think it's on Bar Ilan? Not there. Well, I brought it. I have it here. This I brought for sure. Otzer HaTfilus. Remember this siddur? My father, this is his siddur. This is amazing. Now everything is odd square. Everything is different. This was the siddur. Look in your father, your grandfather's larb, you'll see Otzer HaTfilus. He discusses this question, Rabbi Osai, where? By Rosh Chodesh mentioned. Rosh Chodesh mentioned. Okay? Rabbi Osai, look what he says. I'm reading it to you. I'd love to show it to you, but I can't show it to you. This is in the Otzer HaTfilus by Rosh Chodesh mentioned. Writes like this. Mine Kotfutas Yisrael. Wait a minute, you can do it on a picture? You know how to do that trick that they did last year?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Do it. No, put it on the screen.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't you see inside? Just take this. Take this. Take this. Take this. Can you get this whole thing in one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This way. This whole, I want this whole thing on one page. We have high tech. Yes.
Could you argue that Hillel the second did the cheshbon because they always did the cheshbon? I mean, that's how they knew the witnesses were reliable.
Right.
But he was koveya for all the ages. So his bezdin was koveya when chaydish would
that
be every.
That's what the Ramban said.
Right.
That's we have not the Ramban.
Because that seems to fit in the lashon of.
But not the Ramban.
The Rambam here.
No.
Look at that.
No.
It says
Rambam wants it. Wants it.
Look what it says. El al cheshbim nei Yisrael. That's Hillel. The kviyosim, and that he was kaveyan.
No.
Why does it have to be ongoing?
Present tense. Not Hillel 1,000 years ago. Rambam speaking present tense. Come on. Yeah, that's be a fairy to the Rambam. It's present tense. And Rambam says we're fairish. If there be no Jews in Eretz Yisrael, it'll be over. It's not going to you. Who cares about Jews in Eretz Yisrael? Hillel Shem took care of it for us already.
He did, yeah.
He said something to Rambam. It's against Rambam and Farish. Rambam says it's Sefer Mitzvahs. No Jews in the world.
I'm not talking to Sefer. I'm just talking about this Lashon.
This Lashon to me sounds like a present.
Okay.
We're almost there, Nissen?
Yeah.
We're running out of time now. That's still some stuff to say.
Can I ask why it says present? Seems like present tense.
Oh, I'd love to show you, but you took it off. It says something. Kvius of today. That Kovim and Omrim. He says, what we're doing is a Gili Milsa, what they're doing in Eretz Yisrael.
That's what they're doing in Eretz Yisrael.
Whoa. Where are you?
I'm getting the picture.
I move a little closer, go to three. Our boss, I can't do better. Just three together.
It's past perfect. That's
can we read it?
Can either refer to the action?
Please read, come a little closer. I don't think you can read it unless you have evil eyes. Minikol Tfusas Yisrael, the Hakris of Rosh Chodesh, Bishabbos Shalafanov. Kibishabbos Miskapsim Kol, the Vaka Bechel Hashemik, the Mosachol. Odil Mehem Masai, Yochel Rosh Chodesh, Bishavu Abba. Aber der Sidder Rav Amram gone Achwaz as a chodesh bi yom rosh chodesh atzma. He says like this, that it be shal se nisen rosh chodesh ploni fine. So then maybe the base that's first of Sidder Rav Amram is where do you get it from? But nearly she Rav Amram sova lekayim with a mitzvah kiddush ha-chodesh gomur al pi adin. The answer to the kasha that we show him there's no smicha. Ramban says, what? Hillel Hasheni. He has it right. No Shabbi Yehuda and Nesiyah, not Hanasi. Right? Are you able to read this? I'm telling you, can you read it or am I just talking in the dark?
No.
You able to read it? Yeah? He's going to the Ramban. Fine. Pelagol. Mashal Niska Bishum Mokom Bishnei Atamudim. Shab Hillel Azokin Tikin Li Yisrael Takana. Bezos. Shurosh Pina Daseinu. The same question the Ramban asked against the Rambam, you're not in Shas. The Rambam, he asked against the Rambam. Boomerang, we call that. Old Kashatuva. Ech Yitoch on the Kaddish Chadosh and Shalobo Adayin Le'ola. Otenach Ibu Rishonim. Ta-da. Ta-da. Aval Kriyas Chadoshim. Tai Bekidish Bezdin. Ech Yitoch on the Kaddish and Mafreya. It doesn't work. If Abraham took care of the whole problem, what did he say? One second. So they have a shusuf called Yisrael. Shemitzvah zos mutelas al kol adas Yisrael. Ubezdin smuchin shlichusayo kavid. This is the Rav's Torah, right? So far, so good. Yachash bezen heim rak shtuchi akol otziyim yedei chovasam. Im kein, kol zman sheish bezen ba'olam mitzvah al hakol. This is bigger print. Hakol asosam shluchim akash v'shvilim asach hadoshim. Ha'ol zman hazeh shein bezen klal. Chosro ha-mitzvah la-mishalayach u-mechuyiv ha-kol bi-atzmo v-kadesh chadoshav v-kidusha v-losof v-kidushu as we saw until now v-logor ha-koach ha-mashalayach v-koach shluchav. Here's the chidush nobody said before, and I think this is emes lamita. Emes lamita. U-ksha-omdim kol Yisrael b-yom Rosh Chodesh v-omrim b-tzibu ha-yom Rosh Chodesh ploni Zehu Kiddush HaChodesh Gomur. I think this is completely correct. Completely correct.
By whom?
Slowly. You wanted it by whom?
Yeah.
I'll answer you. The first shul in Eretz Yisrael that benches Rosh Chodesh. We're going to see soon. We do it on Shabbos. It's the same idea. So I guess the first shul in Eretz Yisrael is the a Vesikin Minyan, I guess in Ramat HaGolan. I'm trying to think about that. That's a, am I correct? You're down for seeking Ramat HaGolan. There's nothing more east than that. And as we saw Ramat HaGolan as part of Eretz Yisrael for this purpose. So they're the ones who do it. Yeah?
Where do they see Rosh Chodesh Ploni on Rosh Chodesh?
Oh, good question. We said, a month ago, we said, Rosh Chodesh Elul. You know, they say in Europe, when the Baal Tefillah would say Rosh Chodesh Elul, all the women would swoon and faint. You know, we said it in Camp Arasha, nobody fainted. We didn't want so many women in the shul. But my wife was there, she didn't faint. So I don't want to faint anymore. But in life, we are chutzot. Arasha is nothing. But in Ramat HaGolan, the first, I mean, it could be anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, but the first come, first served. They're the ones who do it, yes.
But the shul, last month, the shul in Ramat HaGolan said, Lishchol Shalol Yehapim Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos
Kodesh. Right.
So that means that Lishchol Kodesh should have.
No, when they say Shabbos Kodesh, the Machros of Yom Rishon, what they mean to say the obvious is, it's a 30-day month. That's not what it means. Let's go on. Let's go. Hold this. One second. Hold on.
Then you're not going to end up having Kiddush Chodesh for Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, wait. These guys are chab. These guys are gavaldik. You guys are ahead of me. I love it. I love Talmidim who try to shlug up the Rebbe. I want to tell you, in general, this is my last year in Tavshin Ayin Hay. I love Talmidim who try to shlug the Rebbe up. Yes, men. I don't want yes, men. So I'm giving you instructions for the next Tavshin Ayin Vav. You have a kasha. Ask me right away. If you're embarrassed to ask me right away, ask me afterwards. Yes, men. Yes, men. Talmidim is mekulam, not yes, men. Shkoyach for the great kasha. Sometimes I have an answer. And if I don't, I'll back out. I back out all the time. I've been accused by my Talmidim. Rebbe, why'd you back out so fast? So I back out very quickly. I'm very quick to back out, but this time I think I have an answer. We'll see soon. Slowly. Watch this. Okay? Here? Hikir akidush chalai des haskomas bezin o kol yisrael shayom rosh chodesh abichashbona. Makudush makudush kokos of Ramban en ala the mitzvah of pursuing milsa b'yalma. Rav Amram v'machvizim v'otzibur hayom rosh chodesh ploni en ala pursuing yodom izeh. He brings a raya from Sanhedrin. Would have been Bava and established in the Knossos before Hill Anasi. Why did they bought them Moadim? Yeah? Alevade, from Moadim, you don't need Smicha Kolkach, not so important. Kiddush Kol Yisrael, as Rav Amram Gon did. That's what he said, Rav Osai. That's what he said. This is his answer. On this basis, well, hold on. I'm not able to read this. Print this too small for me again. That's not Malchus. So what? So when the Hillel Sheni for? He says, "Yes, so Malchus pentigus of Gzeil Yisrael shall yukadosh kadoshim." It happened many times. That's the Ramban sheet. Okay. So why do we do it on Shabbos? Hold on. I'm not seeing this first on Shabbos. You shouldn't forget to say Yalav Yov or something like that. Oh, Masha Machri is also B'Shabbos of Fnei Rosh HaChodesh. Eino Zecha L'Kiddush HaChodesh. Eino Kashim Rosh HaChodesh El B'Zmanah. Oh, so he says what we do nowadays won't help. At the end of the day, he unfortunately betrays me, this great man, Tikkun Tefillah. Till now he said, it's going to be all in my head, with my Gevaldik of Pshat, which I love him, Pshat. At the end of the day, he seems to be saying, it's no good, because I'm the Kashinus Chodesh Elevizmano, Rabosai. So we have to do it on that very day. On that very day, it's very, very shver. So we say Yalav Yavav. If you say Yalav Yavav, Rabosai, we're going to say Yalav Yavav every month. We say Yalav Yavav. Let's go, right? Let's can we help again? Tishrei Cheshvin Kislev Teves. What? Did I skip something? Shvat Adar, and then what? It's coming here. Then what? Another Adar. How can you tell? You walk into Shul, Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis. How do you know if it's Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis or Rosh Chodesh Nisan? There's no way to tell. You go into Shul, out of Shul the whole day for an hour, you have no clue. No clue. How do you know?
That's
a better sense
after that.
What about? The kids are Nimritz. Here's my answer. Hold on. Slow. I have an answer for this. Listen very carefully. My answer is based on the Rambam in Kiddush HaChodesh. How do I get out of here? Here it is.
X. Or that. Here, let me just. Just be quicker.
Thank you. Let's go back to the Talmidim. You want to slug me up and think it's past tense? I'm willing to listen to you. I think it's present tense. Let's read together. Maybe you're right. We are in the Chutzos. We are Mechashmin and Omrim. Rosh Chodesh Yom Ploni. Yadav Yom Ploni. Lo Becheshmin Shalonu Anu Kofim. Lo Olav Anu Somchim. She'ein Marvim Chushonim Chodesh Chutzos. Ein Anu Somchim Ela Al Cheshbon B'nei Eretz Yisrael. When? 100 years ago? No, present tense. Ukvi also. Vezeshon the mechashon the galus of the why. Kemeshon the yodin shall cheshbon zeh heim somchin on the mechashon leida yom shekava bo bnei eretz yisrael ez yomu. Not 1,000 years ago. No. Uvekvi es eretz yisrael bnei eretz yisrael shall also shu yom shekosh yomtem. Not be cheshbon shon the mechashon. It sounds to me. I'm reading it clear.
If it was current, how would you know? No way of
knowing. Sure, we know, because we have you got a calendar from the Tells the Yeshiva. They send you, or whatever you got, from Mizrahi, they send you a calendar.
If the Rambam was talking about his time, it would take a ship sometimes a month to tell you it happened. So
we have a calendar. Rambam had a calendar. Dear friend, Rambam had a calendar. Hold on. Let me get the Rambam.
What would be the difference between Bizmanazah and any other time since the end of Kiddush Kodesh of your year?
Hold on.
Why does it say Bizmanazah? Must be that.
Bizmanazah means after the end of the Tkuf of Al-Piyariya. So Piyar Cheshvan works. Watch this in Rambam. Look at this very carefully. Ru'u bezden atzim besof yom tisha v'yesrim. 29th day. Yem adayin lo yotza kochav v'leil shloshim. Bezden omen mekudish mekudish. Shadayin Yomu. What's Makudish? What's Makudish? Tonight, not today, you are allowed to be Mekadosh Chodoshim in advance. He asked the Kasha, the Otzor Tfilis, Eim Mekadosh Nele Bizmano. Yeah, I mean, you can't do it 1,000 years in advance, but you can do it a day in advance. This is exactly what happened. They can Mekadosh the Chodosh a day in advance.
Yeah, but this is
slowly.
Al-Khibay.
I understand. So the same way, you can be Mekadosh the Chodesh a day in advance. You can be Mekadosh the Chodesh a week in advance. A week in advance. That's how it works. Now I'll show you Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham, Rabosai, which is fascinating. Fascinating. Mogen Avraham. Here's Rosh Chodesh, the very first one. Tough design. Opening line. Look. The Shabbos of Nevar Shkodesh, Mavrocha Machodesh, Chutz of Nevar Shkodesh Tishri. We'll come to that. Kesem Chagenu. It's hidden. Yesh Mekomas Adka. Chosim Asef Yireim. The ain't a Kiddush Bezdin. El Hashem Odim La'olam Asay Rosh Chodesh. Adka. Mekom Akom Nogu Lamad B'Shas Amiris Rosh Chodesh V'Yom Ploni. Dugmas Kiddush HaChodesh HaYom HaUmon. you begin to wonder what's going on over here. Comes the Machas HaShekel and says, ain't the Kiddush Bezdin, because you should have had to stand up. Al v'emes ain't on Yichol the Kaddish, ain't on the Smuchin, and so the Kiddush about Kiddush Hillel, Shoraj Batal Mishmael. Yeah, but we do stand. So it seems to me, if I'm right, that the Magen Avraham gave us a hint to what works, because we do stand up. That is exactly it. That's where it is. That's where it is. Hold on, one second. Sure. The Magen Avraham said that. Where is it? That we mark as Rosh Chodesh, but don't think it's really Kiddush Bezdin. Why not? We don't smuch him. It says the Machzor Shekel. We're just informing them what it is. Nonetheless, we stand up. Dugmas Kiddush Chodesh. Why are we bothering to stand up? So they say it's just a Zechel Adava. I say no. This is Kiddush Chodesh. This is what works. Hold on a second. Slowly.
So when do we do it for a Rosh like the Shabbos for Rosh?
That's his kasha. And that we're not. There's a tremendous kasha. A tremendous kasha, Rabbi. Tremendous kasha. Here's my answer. My answer goes back to this old Rambam book before. I hold this as answer. It's a fascinating answer. He says, you don't do it because of the Kesem, you know, I mean, with all due respect, you said it before me, so I had a right to say it. Look what here's my teretz. Look at my teretz. Watch this. Zeneshel Mechashim Bizmazeh Kolecha Bel Be'ir of Omer. We say, Rosh Chodesh Yom Ploni, Yom Tov Yom Ploni. What's that? What's that?
Yom Tov Ploni. We don't say that. It's a consequence.
No. That we do say it. We Omer Yom Tov Yom Ploni. Since if he says in Sefer Mitzvos too, what? Pesach is Pesach. The Kippur is Yom Kippur. Sukkot is Shavuos. All too late. This is Rosh Hashanah. As opposed to the other 11 months of the year, you can walk in and out of shul and have no clue what month it is. No clue. And then the critical month is coming here. You don't know if it's, is it Adar Sheni, or is it Chaparas Pasha? That's just a later minute. You walk into Shul Rosh Hashanah, which I hope you will all do on Monday morning, you know exactly what you do on Monday. Hayom Haras Olam. It's clear that it's Rosh Hashanah. There's no need for a Chodesh Bezdin Mishan. How do you like that? A lit for Shabshat. The Chassidim say, Kesem Hagen, I'm giving you a lit for Shabshat. Why we don't, this Shabbos we're not going to be Mevarach HaKodesh, because we're going to do it on Rosh Hashanah itself. Last month we also, no, we just didn't really just yell at me over, you know what month it is. How is the Merit of Kibshah?
How do we do it? With what I'm hearing,
I don't understand. I'm the Chazan. I got up and say, Hayom Haras Olam. Now that means that today is the day the world was created. That means that's obviously Rosh Hashanah. Right? We talk about Yom HaZikaron HaZeh, this is Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. But a typical Rosh Chodesh, you don't say anything. It's just Rosh Chodesh, they don't know what month it is. That's my teretz. Now, hold, we're not finished yet. Where is the Rambam's halacha of Moshe Mitzina come from? That's the Ramban's kasha. Ramban's kasha. The Briskerov is bothered with this kasha. It's the Mefurish Gemara. I better erase a few things so I'm not going to run out of here. It's the Mefurish Gemara like the Rambam. Mefurish Gemara? Yeah, watch. Shas Bavli. Anyone here ever learn Shas? I hope. Sivas Chazal. Talmud Bavli. Except the Rosh Hashanah. Daf Chof. The base. Look what it says. Omer Shmuel. Yechilna letakuni lekuli golo. Omer Abba Babur, the Rav Simla Shmuel. Another Mahai Milsa the time with Soda Ibur. They're talking about I can fix up the whole world, and it's something about a Soda Ibur. Let's look at the Mefarshim. Rabbeinu Hanano. Watch this. Look carefully. Yachilu l'takuna l'kuli gola. Kloma. Yesh bikoach lachshov cheshman ha-shonim ul'takein eze shona tzricha Ibur v'chein b'chadoshim eze chodesh tzorach lisaber Ad bias hagoel the Yisyasheva Sanhedrin. This is something to do with the Soda Ibur. Says the Briskerov, this is the Ram Halacha Lashem Sina. Why is it hidden? They'd kill you for this. They kept the Soda Ibur. Because the Romans wanted to kill us, they wanted to destroy the Chadashim, and the Greeks wanted to do it, never wanted to kill us. It had to be kept. This is it. this Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Yechil Nutak, this is the source of the Rambam. And that's why the word soda is used in the same context. And the soda is a detail. The whole thing is shrouded in mystery. So didn't the Ramban know this? Could be not. Ramban had Pirish Rashi. Rashi is a whole different pshat. Could be the Ramban did not have Pirish Rach on this Gemara. So the Ramban made it up out of nowhere. Made it up out of nowhere. Oh. Of course, the question becomes fakert. Akasha on the... on who? Oh no, I erased what I wanted. Oh, silly me. I wanted the Avnei Nezer. I have to get it again. I'm sorry. Made a little mistake, a technical mistake. No problem. I was not finished with the Avnei Nezer yet. Sorry for this extra delay. Just by my negligence. Apologize. Shin Yud. Watch this. I'm going to do an on-time landing. I'm still have 10 minutes to finish. I might feel late. Watch this. In a car, Shali Ashidas the Ramban, El Cheshman Hillel on the Song, and Shakirish Kalachadashim, Viva Kalashon, Achi Yoshev Asmichel Yisrael. Right? Right? Watch this. Number one, why then, if you forget Yalav Yavu at night, is it you don't have to go back? It's already been Kurdish by Hillel Hashani. That's a Harifus Tikakash. We'll call that a Hasidish Akash. Hasidish Akash. Okay. Here's the biggest Kash. Here's the biggest Kash. Ken Kema Shakirish Hillel Kol Chadoshim, Kron Iskadish Achodesh Bime Hillel. V'im Nomar. Oh, how can I answer this? Out of this Kasha. Shakirish Hillel Shayochel Kol Chol Kirish Bismano, Kol Chodesh Kishayor Hashat Rai Klopsha, Hare Oz Hillel B'Yeshiva Shulmala. He's no longer alive. And if Hillel's no longer alive, he cannot cause an effect of Rosh Chodesh take effect when he's dead. But Yochem Shlomish Yerushalmi, but the Garish Lachas Shloshim, he becomes a Kredaitis within Shloshim. And you call the Rambam to Rabbonim. That's only Sami V'Yodon. Al Kemish Koshin Estalik Me'olam Hazel Lagarmei. When somebody dies, you can't do something today to be effective after your death. It doesn't work. The Garish Lachas Habisa, he's dead anyway. But you can't Makla Lachas. Guy sells. I'll sell you the house after. Effective after my death. Doesn't work. It's one of the things about Yerusha. You can't do it. Matan Achamisa doesn't work. Before Shigavaris. So too, Kiddush HaKodesh Achamisa should also be no good. He's a Yeshiva Shomal. That's his cash. Tremendous, tremendous cash. Tremendous cash. My humble opinion, who answered this cash? The Ramban answered this cash. That was the Ramban that we saw at the very end of the Sefer Mitzvah. We'll see it one more time. Show you one more time. I hope I didn't erase this. Baruch Hashem, this we have. The very end, the last, I emphasize it with me, read the end, the very last paragraph. Look what he says. Ani sover, shen kiddush ha-chodesh ma'ake b'chadoshim, lo tzricho chacham alam ha-kudush ma'kudush, ele shu mitzah dan b'sume milsa b'yamu. Abo mikeim ha shaskim b'daz bezen, shi b'chodesh ha-zeh moli ha-choser, korni bo ha-shat tikur osa. Kudem lozer, Rabbi Shimon, says you never have to announce it. Elizabeth Tzadok, who says we pass on him, him lo near b'smana, him mekachin also, I'll make kiddush me'ake, for both sides. Here's the answer. A formalism, so this requires a formal act, pronouncement, effect, cannot work after the guy's dead. Doesn't work. So Rambaz, he mekachin kiddush nifl over here. There is no absolutely required formalism of saying mekudush, mekudush. So when Hillel Hasheni, the Kaddish to Chadoshim, and made a calendar until Mashiach comes, that calendar can work even after Hillel dies. Now we understand beautifully why the Ramban introduces a Shita that we don't pass on like. Here's the answer. Avnezer said earlier, I love Avnezer. Earlier he said what? That nowadays, every single year and every single month is the equivalent of Shikavah Kitshu Bashamayim. And therefore, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadok's opinion that on the 31st day, there's no need to say Mekudosh Mekudosh, because it's obvious, a foregone conclusion, applies every single month. Why then did the Heilige Ramban quote the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, that we don't pass the line? He said, look, you might think it's inconceivable that you can have a world in which there's no such thing as a Bezim saying Mekudosh. No, it's very conceivable. Rabbi Lazi, Rabbi Shimon said it even in the old days, in Kirchha Piriyah, because only Shonim and Al-Khadash. We don't accept that. But in today's world, Rabbi Osai, the fact that it's a foregone conclusion tells us that every single month is the equivalent of Rabbi Lazi, Rabbi Tzadok's Shalem, which, you know, no near Mizmano, which does not require saying Makudash. What am I telling you? A Chiddush Nura Vinifla. At the Avnei Neiz is Pshat in the Rambam. It's really Pshat in who? In who? In the Rambam. And the Yehuda said it's Pshat in the Rambam. Because he wanted to say his brilliant Pshat. And nowadays, there's no need to say Makudash or to say anything. Why? It's all prearranged. It's all prearranged by Hillel Hasheni. We ask the Kash because we're assuming that there's a present tense, whatever we saw before, present tense Kiddush HaKadosh by Bnei Eretz Yisrael, or Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael, according to the Rambam. Surely said Bezdin in Sefer HaMitzvos. I said, which Bezdin is it? The first Bezdin in Ramat HaGolan, when they say Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they're the first ones in. They're any three good Jews who stand up and say they're holding the Sefer Torah, they're the Kash, they're, I don't think they realize it, but they're the ones who are doing it. Right? And the Rabbi Eliezer, who said this whole beautiful pshat, that since it's a foregone conclusion, so he didn't say the word Makudash, he wants to pshat in the Rambam. No! That's exactly pshat in the Ramban. He has the kasha in Ozayim. Hilas Bashamayim, doesn't matter. The Ramban himself answered the kasha. It's not a formalism. It's all you need, Rabbi Osai, according to the Ramban, is to know when it is happening. Huh? That's the answer. Exactly, the Ramban is saying exactly the pshat that the Avnei Neiz the pshat in the Rambam. That's the Ramban holds. So I think we answered the Rambam's shita. That's chazir again. Well, yeah, question, Kyle. Yeah.
The Avnei were saying is holds that first three guys that stand up there is kilo ma'aseh bezdin.
No, according to Avnei Neiz, you don't have to say anything. Koketshu b'shamayim. That's why I didn't like it in the Rambam. So, in the Rambam, we get that's chazir five shots in the Rambam. That's chazir prop. The prop. Let's take a quick chazar. The Rambam says that there was a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai that when there's no more kiddush al-piriya, it's al-pi cheshbon, only in Eretz Yisrael. And Bizmana said it's based on a bezdin in Eretz Yisrael. That there's no tol sofa. Bezdin agadol's tol sofa. Bezdin, true, in the Yadah Chazak, he doesn't say the word bezdin explicitly. As the Ramban already pointed out, the Rebbe pointed out, but he does say b'nei Eretz Yisrael. To say backed out, I don't like it too much. But I want to give you five pshat before I get to mine. I give you four others. The Meshech Chochma said the kibbutz HaKloli can do it. Maribe Rav said, in effect, we give smicha, even though we don't know who did it, or who's accepting it, but he says it. My Rebbe said, the mere fact that we conduct ourselves in that fashion, we keep Pesach and Rosh Hashanah, that itself does it. Avnei Neiz says, Keshuv HaShemayim, it's always a foregone conclusion nowadays. All four, in my opinion, are great pshatim, but they don't fit in with the words of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, which requires a bezdin, and not even so great even in Yad HaChazok. My pshat is, no, the Otzer HaTfilis. He says, Rav Amram go and said, you say it on Rosh Chodesh year, that's Kiddush HaChodesh, that's why we stand up. Not stand up, Zeicha B'Yam, as the Mogad Aron, that's real, it's for real. We do it earlier on Shabbos, that's why he sort of jumped ship, the Otzer HaTfilis. No, I prove to you, so you can do an Erev Rosh Chodesh, you can do it. Now, if they Mekadesh the Chodesh and Erev Rosh Chodesh, and one of the three Dayanim dies, it'll be no good. Ubashamayim, Shiva Shamal. But we have to hope, he has to live for a day. He lives till the next, live to see one more day. He sees the next morning, it's already Chal. That's my pshat in the Rambam. Oh. But then I turned around and said, that the Avnei Neizer gets his Kash against the Ramban, Hilas v'yeshiva shomala. So my theorist says, no, it's exactly the Ramban answered over here. It's not a formalism. So it's all the equivalent of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik. You only mention Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, you won't pass like just to show you can have a world with no need for Mekudesh at all. And that's our world today. So the Avnei Neiz is pshat in the Rambam. I don't think it's correct in the Rambam. I think it's pshat in the Ramban. And the Ramban himself is sort of avoiding the kash over here by saying you don't have to say the word Mekudesh. And therefore, even Hilas v'yeshiva shomala, it works for all time. Atkan, Rabbi Osai, you asked me for, Yosef asked me yesterday to say a Shia Mesechta Sanhedrin, which has to do with Kiddush HaChodesh and Rosh Hashanah. I try to accommodate. It took me an hour and a half to do it. Those who want to look it up, this is Simon Aleph and my Sefer on Moadin. Simon Aleph. And Baruch Hashem. After wishing you all Ksivah Chasimah Tova, Mishnas Chaim, Shalom, and Bracha, we are saying Shir Mishnah on Song of the Dai, which is Wednesday, regular time for Tana Seder. Right. So we'll say Shir at 12 to 1:30. The topic of the Shir will be this handout. So if you didn't get it yet, please take it. I gave you copies yesterday, but if you did, for some reason, take it now. Spend time on it. This is Rabbi Berkowitz from London with a beautiful mimer. Not the whole mimer, it's a page at the beginning, a page at the end. But you have just about everything in here, Rabbi. So I wish you all a Ksivah Chasimah Tova. It was great having you a few weeks in Elul. With Hashem, Tov Shanayim Vav will be even better.